everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and on this Friday to kick off your weekend, I'm going to be sharing a story called The Parable of the Butterfly. Now, as a butterfly soared overhead, one caterpillar said to the other, "You'll never get me up in one of those things." Apparently, the caterpillar was scared of flying. Yet for every caterpillar, for the time comes when the urge to eat and grow subsides, and he instinctively begins to form a chrysalis around him. The chrysalis hardens, and you'd think for all the world that that caterpillar is dead inside that that chrysalis. But one spring morning, inside the chrysalis, life begins to move, and the top cracks open, and a beautifully formed butterfly emerges. And for hours, it will stand stretching and drying out its wings and moving them slowly up and down and up and down. And then before you know it, the butterfly glides in the air, effortlessly riding the currents on flowers after gorgeous flowers, as if to almost show off a little bit its vivid colors and, to anyone who will see it and all the bright flowers. Well, somehow, this miracle of the butterfly never loses its fascination for all of us, perhaps because the butterfly is living a parable of promise and basically of resurrection. Now, on Easter morning, the disciples of Christ saw those grave clothes lying on the cold slab, still wrapped around the corpse. Only the corpse was gone, right? Much like an empty chrysalis from a butterfly who has gone on to fly. He is risen, as he said, an angel told all the disciples, who were pretty much in shock, I think it's safe to say. And later that day, he appeared to the disciples, and then, over the course of the next few weeks, to as many as 500 people at one time, they saw Christ, that he had really risen from the dead. And a few weeks ago, the person who's sharing the story said that they lost a dear friend to them, and that this woman was so full of life, and as they went to her funeral, they felt like they were just mourning her death so much. And what do we as Christians say in the face of death? There are many mysteries about death, for sure, but there are two things that we know: that death is an enemy as we see it in the world today, and also that as Christ promised us, if you're Christian, you believe that God will raise you from the dead, and just as he did Christ. Why do Christians gather on Easter morning, rather? Why do Christians gather on Easter morning? Is it to wear their pretty Easter dresses or go have an Easter egg hunt? You know, it should be really to celebrate Christ and the resurrection of Christ and Christ's sacrifice for all of us. So another story that I want to share with you is about a waitress at a Tuesday morning Bible study breakfast, and she's a professional clown on the side. A waitress who's a professional clown on the side. And she said she was going to get ready for Easter, so she had a bunny suit and bunny ears, of course, for all the various parties she would ask to go and perform at. And she had candy Easter eggs and lots of eggs itself to hide for all the kids. And if you ask kids what Easter is about, they'd probably say something about the Easter bunny. It's, you know, cute for sure and harmless enough, but the story of the Easter bunny tends to displace a much more compelling story, and that's the story of Christ and his sacrifice. So I think it's important to kind of put that in perspective a little bit and think about that as you're going through your Sunday morning festivities for Easter Or maybe on Saturday you have something fun planned with your kids, and I certainly do. I'm excited to take my little girl to the first Easter egg hunt that she'll probably understand what's going on. But I hope also to take a moment to explain to her, you know, about Christ and his sacrifice for us and the true meaning of Easter. Although she's two, not even two yet, and it will probably go right in one ear and out the other ear if she even digests any of it. But I hope you all have a wonderful Easter. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can do so on Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm going to leave you today and kick off your weekend with today's song. It's His Hands by Marvin Goldstein.